The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning once again for those of you who sleepyheads who are just now joining us here. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, January 18, 2023. We have another problem within our federal government. It's called deep state. I know you've heard that term before. they are, if you've ever read the little piece out there, and I know many of you have, called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, there are a lot of other different agendas out there, but Curtis Bowers has been dealing in this stuff for quite a while now. He's got a website called agendaweekly.com for those of you that have internet that can go and listen to it. For those of you who have a phone that want to ask questions about deep state and all this other gobbledygook, their agenda. We have another agendadocumentary.com. And of course, you can watch the trailer on YouTube. We're going to include those links on the email blast for those of you. And there's podcasts on there that we're going to include from Curtis. And so, you know, we are delighted to have him back on the show. Curtis, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, sir, more than you know. And what I've got to ask these things because people seem to, you know, now that the Brits are fighting this 15-minute city bubble that's going on right now, and the World Economic Forum has just now convened, this is just another ramp up about how it's basically, I think, it's fueling deep state and what its agenda is to grind America down. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Sure. No, the left has been very good about having agendas, having a plan, making the plan clear. I mean, back in 1902, Lenin himself wrote a book called What Is to Be Done. I mean, so here's our plan, so everyone would know what they're doing. And then in the 30s, William Z. Foster, who was head of the Communist Party USA, he wrote a book called Towards Soviet America. He goes, if we want to turn America into the Soviet Union, here's what we need to do. And as you read the book, it's everything they've done over the last 60, 70 years. So they keep doing that. They had the list of communist goals from the 1950s that were read to the Congressional Record. And today, what it looks like is the World Economic Forum, since it's an economic forum, it's to mask what it's really doing. It's trying to put a lot of these things into practice so that a world government or governance would be possible. But they're doing it acting like, oh, it's going to help the economic conditions of the world. It's going to help the people of the world. Of course, they always push whatever their agenda is as if it's a wonderful thing. It's going to create a utopia on Earth. It's going to solve all our problems. And that's what all the World Economic Forum is about. It's, if you dig into the roots of it, Henry Kissinger helped set it up with Klaus Schwab. And it's just another one of those deep state mechanisms that's become very popular in the last few years because it attracts all the leaders and wealth and businesses of the world. It's become very powerful and has a tremendous amount of influence. But if you go to their website and look at their agenda, you see very quickly, oh, I don't think this is what people think it is. I mean, there are eight predictions for 2008. Of course, the number one one is that people know about, but it's stunning. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. I mean, just even to say something like that, we're taking away all private property from everybody. And if you watch their video on it, it says you will not even own your clothes. That's their video. That's not me exaggerating or being a conspiracy theorist. That's on their own website. So, yes. Yeah, so what's going on over there is rotten to the core. It's the elites of the world setting up the parameters where they can get more power and more wealth to themselves while acting like they're saving the planet and they're the best hope for mankind.
Well, you know, the sad state of affairs, Curtis, now that you mentioned that, is that there are people out there that actually have bought into this crap.
Yes.
It's really hard to fathom. And see, we the people, we have the supremacy clause, but the thing is that, you know, you can fight these treaties up to a point, but when you have a government, I mean, people are looking at the United States government and looking at the ice cream liquor in the White House and thinking about his daughter in the shower. And we're just kind of like scratching her head going, this is not who's really running the shift show here. There's bureaucracies, levels of bureaucracies, layers and layers of these things. They're the ones making the rules, just like the CDC and the bioweapon we now know as the jab. You know, and they're giving it to people and infecting people, especially the elderly. They can kill them off because there goes the conservative voter base that could vote against all this bureaucracy, and they got to destroy it. And so that's one of the means by which they're doing it. But deep state goes a lot deeper than that. Could you kind of delayer all of this and explain to people the perception of what deep state is and how it controls us?
Yes, no, absolutely. On that last point you made, though, in their world, life has no meaning whatsoever unless it is benefiting them. That's why they could care less if every elderly person in the world died off overnight. They would love it to cut the world population, and we're all that wealth they could hoard to themselves. So that's a fundamental thing, too. They do not value life at all, as every person over the last 100 years, the Marxist philosophies ended in death for so many. But the deep state, what it is, a lot of people, and there's some good books to read on this, but it's entrenched Washington, D.C., but what many do not understand about that, it's the power force. There's back in the 1930s, we know now from declassified documents and congressional record and things like that, just in FDR's administration. So this is back in the 1930s. He had over 200 Soviet agents in his administration. 200. M. Stanton Evans wrote a book, Stalin's Secret Agents. But as you see that, the reason it's important to understand that is you then study through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you realize something. Wait a minute. Those people were never removed. It wasn't like we ever had a time, okay, we got to get them out of here. Joseph McCarthy tried to wave a flag and say, hey, I think our government's penetrated here, and that he was destroyed for even bringing that idea up, as many others that tried to wake us up to the penetration of our government. But as I've read communist literature written since Karl Marx forward, the reality is they are satanically committed to this. I mean, it's a commitment. It's hard to even comprehend. And they do everything for the cause. So those people that were in there, over 200 agents that we know about in the 30s, of course, they're hiring fellow travelers and they're pulling up buddies and anyone they can into positions of influence. They don't care if it's in education or agriculture or whatever. They want to start subverting the ship and start to take America down, which is their goal. And so that's really what the deep state is a Marxist influence that has been there, that's purposely trying to, you know, sink the ship. And a lot of people, that's why, I mean, I think most people notice, why is everything Washington, D.C. do not good for the American people and not good for America? Why is this happening? And we often excuse it by saying, oh, these people just don't get it. They don't understand economics. They don't understand. And it's us being naive. They totally get it. They know exactly what they're doing. Here's what they do. They create a crisis or use a crisis that happens on its own, and then they have all the solutions to that crisis be specifically crafted to make the crisis worse.
Now, that's what we call the Hegelian dialectic, folks.
That's right. It's just a key strategy there. So, oh, we're going to fix education for you, and then you look at every reform to education since the 1960s. It's made education worse. And people go, these people are idiots. And I go, oh, no, no, no. They're geniuses of strategy, and they're dead set on taking America down. And we have to understand that, because if you just think they're naive or idiots, then you're not going to you know, stand up against them, realize, no, these people are dangerous and they do know what they're doing. And they are trying to dumb down the younger generation, sidetrack them on all the nonsense going on, teach them about sex and things, you know, 5 years old when they don't even know what that is, but they're wanting to pervert their minds. They're wanting to sidetrack them so that they will be useful, Dewey said, the father of modern education, we want them to be useful cogs in the socialist machine. That's our goal. And so when you see what's going on in the schools, are they failing? No, they're not failing. They're perfectly accomplishing what their mission is, to turn out idiots that don't understand history. They don't understand logic and reason and debate and argument. All they are, they're immoral, so they're just focused on themselves, and they don't know much about anything, so they're very easy to control.
So this is the thing, though. We have state governors right now that are pushing back, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, and they are pushing back and saying, you know what? I'm making an edict now. No more CRT in schools. We're going to come after you. We're going to find out who you are. You're going to be removed. We're not going to have this kind of garbage. There's no vaccine mandate. None of this. This is all going to stop right now. Now, is this about the only way you've seen that the states can fight? Or what's the human being that is awake that's listening to the show right now? What are they supposed to do? How can they contribute?
Yes, it's our solutions are at the local level. It's not you're not undoing Washington, D.C. Yeah. You're just not doing it. There's millions of employees there that are just trying to subvert the ship. But yes, the local level, it's the state level, where that's all your energy should go, right where you are, the schools in your neighborhood, the city council in your neighborhood, your neighbors and friends, educating them about what's going on so they understand, oh, is that why they have open borders? They're trying to water down the Americans with people that don't think like us, don't even speak our language, don't even understand what it means to be an American, so that it gets diluted, where patriotism is a thing of the past, where a love of country and love of what's right and love of just the founding principles is gone, because they don't even know anything about that. That's why they're, again, not teaching our young people, so they don't even know anything about the founding of America, except every possible evil thing being exaggerated that's ever been done, instead of focusing on all the good things that have been done. So, yeah, but the local level is the solution. It's if you parents are listening to me, it's you influencing your own children and grandchildren. I mean, if you think the educational system is going to educate them and teach them everything they need to know and how to you know, discern when something's a lie and something's the truth, it's not happening. Even if a decent school is not doing all the things that need to be done, that are our parents' responsibility. We have to educate them and influence them and be someone that they ask questions to and stuff. We have to build those relationships so we have that influence. And because otherwise, when I've just seen over my life, when the system raises the children, 80 to 90% of them go to the other side. I don't care, what just the way it goes. And we cannot have that happen and continue on with what's going on. It's not going to happen. And so, but local's the solution. If we can try to get good governors that stand up, that's great, and start breaking states away from this big mess that's sinking the country. I think, yeah, there's great hope in that. But right where you are is the most important place to be.
Well, and appreciate that advice, because we've been maintaining that rant, if you will. We've been in our diatribe. I mean, that is your local community influence and what you do to protest in the community. And see, you know, you've got to look at the tapes of Loudoun County, Virginia school district to understand exactly what I'm talking about people who show up at school board meetings and start protesting. Hey, what happened to my 9-year-old daughter? And why did you, or my 9th grade daughter? And why did you cover it up? You know, what is this school system all about? And here is the thing. My wife and I were just talking about this. We are paying tax dollars into school systems that are disintegrating, and they're taking it out in property taxes. And the amount of kids, I mean, if you start shrinking the population to where kids are being sterilized and they can't procreate because of the bioweapons, HPV yep. or whatever, and you start shrinking all of this, pretty soon here we're still paying school taxes into districts that are not only dysfunctional, but there's no students to teach. We're going to end up with zero students, and they're taxing us into oblivion like they've got 1,000 students in each school. And, you know, I don't know. I don't make sense of this. This is kind of, you know, I use Loudoun County, Virginia, as an example of how we should be behaving toward our own governments. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, we have to stand it. When people are purposely trying to destroy your children, if you don't stand up then, there's not much hope for anything to happen. When they're defiling our children, they're brainwashing our children, they're twisting their minds around it and abusing their power over them and their influence, yes, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. I encourage people, get your kids out of those school system. I don't care the sacrifice. I homeschool my children.
Thank you. We have a lot of homeschoolers listening to us right now. As a matter of fact, you parents out there are doing the right thing. We appreciate it. And, yes, of course, we are taking phone calls, 844-769-2944. Sherry, I asked you to call back in this hour when Curtis was here, and you might be able to get a knowledgeable answer out of somebody that's been studying the bejesus out of this. Go ahead.
Talk about operating on a local level. One thing you got to watch is and try to prevent it, but they take money from, like, the federal government, and then they there's always strings attached.
That's right.
And you've got to, you know, and that can even hamstring councils that are elected later. If they try to reverse that, they probably have to pay some of that money back, but there's always strings attached. Sir, I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse, but I heard a clip played on Glenn Beck's show where he talked about, I think he was particularly talking about the EU, that was, they were putting down these things that if you wanted to, export to them, that your company had to verify that they've reduced their carbon footprint to a certain extent, and it even goes out to who they get their supplies from. And he was using an example of the of a car manufacturer, and, you know, because they don't make everything in-house, they get it from other sources. I don't know if that's in your wheelhouse or not, but that's, well, anyway.
Yeah,
I'll listen off air.
All right, okay. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Yes, that's what they're doing internationally, where they're starting to now destroy any business, destroy any individual that's not following their agenda, doing the things they say are most important. So they'll weed out all competition. Oh, you don't have a small carbon footprint. Then sorry, you can't have a bank account here anymore. Sorry, you can't sell your products anymore. No, it's a way for total control. It makes everyone submit to the game plan, whether you agree with it or not. Because if not, you're like, oh, I can't sell my automobiles because one part of it is made by a company, you know, whatever. But here's a couple things real quickly on this, on the environmental movement. It's the big thing, as you know. It will always be the big thing because you cannot step down from saving the planet to a smaller movement. You'll lose everybody. So it will never go away. Doesn't matter how many facts we have. Doesn't matter how much we show. It's a lie. It's a hoax. It's actually hurting the environment more than what they say, the people that are creating carbon. But here's a couple quick facts that you need to know because you have to be able to talk to others and persuade them it's a lie. The whole climate nonsense, the global warming is a lie. Number one, they say carbon dioxide is a pollutant. That's the foundation of the entire movement. Okay? That's laughable if you actually got an education. Carbon dioxide is plant food. And that's why greenhouse growers pump in carbon dioxide into their greenhouses to double, triple, and quadruple the level of CO2. Because when you quadruple the level of CO2, a plant grows 100% faster than it does if you don't do that. And so, and it produces 100% more food than, so a tomato plant inside a greenhouse produces double the tomatoes one outside the greenhouse produces. The exact same plant when it has more CO2. The current levels of CO2 in the world are 400 parts per man. That doesn't mean anything to anybody until you go, what is the optimum level for everything that is green? And it's 1,600 parts per man. So the whole movement's based on cutting carbon dioxide, which is plant food. They call it the green movement when the current levels of CO2 in the world are dangerously low. When when it gets down to 150 parts per million, everything green dies, which means everything dies because we live off everything green or something that eats things that are green. So it's a complete smokescreen. And then the second key element is they say, oh, be fearful of warming. Warming is wonderful. If you've ever been down to the equator, I've stood on the equator in Ecuador, and you go down there, walk through the rainforest, and you go, oh, my goodness, life loves warmth. The biodiversity of plants and animals is unbelievable. Life explodes in warmth. And then you start going up to Canada or up to Alaska, and you see, wow, cold is the enemy of life. Very few things can survive. This is not good. If we could warm the world a degree or two, it would be a wonderful thing. And the honest sciences, the scientists have concluded from their studies, when there is warming, it doesn't warm at the equator. It warms higher up north and south, which is where you want the warming. Because if we could go up a degree or two, Canada, you'd be able to farm all of Canada, of Russia. There'd be so much of abundance of food, we wouldn't know what to do. So the two foundational premises are a complete lie, but not only a lie, they're the opposite of the truth. And we have to educate people about that so that we're not, because people are naive to go, oh, we're all going to die because of carbon dioxide. No, no, no. The more we can produce, and we have hardly any impact, this is the bottom line too. Humans have a couple percent influence on that. It's the oceans and everything. But if it were to go up, if we could make it go up, it would be a wonderful thing for the planet and specifically everything that is green.
Yeah, I get that and appreciate that answer, that very succinct and to the point. Here's the thing. The environmentalists have other agendas as well. And the deep state is part of it. The World Economic Forum is part of it because they want to basically put containers of CO2. It's always an underlying reason for the things that they do, isn't it, Curtis? I mean, I don't see, yes. I see ulterior motives now the more you start talking about how deep state is getting involved in all of this. But they got to cut off our food supply. But they still have to have enough food supply for themselves. I just see these people. I had a dream one night that they all woke up. Everybody was gone, whether it's rapture or whatever the case may be, or they exterminated everybody, and they woke up and all the elitists were standing there and they're all alone and they have no slaves, no servants, nobody to cook their food, and there's no food there, and they start freaking out and they eat each other cannibalistic style, just like Animal Farm. I mean, the whole thing just implodes on them. And I woke up in a cold sweat. We can only wish that something like this would happen. But see, the thing is we got away from the fact that we don't have an honest government anymore. We've gotten away. We have a morally bankrupt government that's writing checks its body can't cash. And deep state is helping that along. Why isn't Congress paying attention? Are they all part of it? Every one of them?
Well, so many of them, they might not even know the big plans and the big agenda. The way the system is set up, it's so corrupt that the way we allow, the campaigns to be financed by groups and individuals, no one should be able to donate to a candidate except someone that is a registered voter in the district of that representative. Period. A business should not be able to give you money. PACs should not be able to give you money. If you're not supported by the people in your district, if we cut some of those and the lobbyists, all the things they can do for our representatives to bribe them, that's even legal, some of it, it's corrupt to the core. And because it's corrupt to the core for decades now, it's attracted the wrong type of person. It's attracted the person that doesn't want to go change the world for a positive thing. It's attracted a person that loves power, loves name tags, loves being a representative. I was a representative in Idaho, and I saw it even in Idaho, which is the most conservative state in the nation. Everyone was there because they're so impressed with their name tag. It had nothing to do with, oh, I want to make this a better state or a better country. Or it was just, I was shocked, even in a state like that, it was all people that were attracted to position. And so then right there, they're vulnerable because their point was to be a representative. And when that's your point, you won't do anything to lose that. So you're not going to stand up on the controversial thing because the media will attack you and that might hurt you. So I'm going to be quiet at best. But at worst, I'm actually going to now and then vote for the bad thing because I just want to keep my job here, my position. And that's really what's happening. It's tragic.
That's sad. And then, of course, they mandate the vaccine to kill more people so they can stay employed. And then they die and they lose their job anyway because they're no longer around to fulfill that. Yes. So the bigger problem that we face here, because, you know, our kids and our grandkids are being exposed to a lot of this garbage, is our ability to come out of our bubble and stand up to these people and not have to worry about it. I am more concerned about the outcome of the people crossing our southern borders right now. They are, and I talked to a Hispanic fellow the other day. I had a frank conversation with him. I said, you know what irritates me more than anything? He said, all these people crossing the border are fleeing the very thing they are trying to create in America.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah. And I said, and you came from there and you got here legally and you went through all the motions that you need to do to become a legal U.S. citizen, correct? And he said, yes. I said, doesn't it irritate you a little that all these people are just allowed to come across our border willy-nilly, unchecked, unvaccinated, and whatever the case may be, and just allowed to exist in our environment and take our jobs and dilute everything? Don't you think that they're going to start communicating with people in their own language and find out what's really going on in America and start thinking, oh my God, what have I done? I moved to a place that's becoming just like the place I just left. Oh no, what have I done? I mean, can you see this happening?
Yeah, definitely. But they're so motivated to come because of all the freebies in America.
Yeah.
Your kids get a free education. In America, healthcare is free. If you walk in, they have to service you if you're having a baby or something, even when you don't have a possibility of paying a penny. They know they come in. And then the welfare system. I just was studying a thing a couple of weeks ago. There's 14 states in America. Well, if you apply for all the benefits, a family of four, you apply for everything available, 14 states, it's $80,000 a year. Well, that's more than the average person makes. So, of course, you're motivating people to not do anything. A lot of them coming across are not capable of providing for themselves. Why? Because they don't speak the language. How can you have a job when no one can talk to you? You're coming from an obscure country that has a language nobody knows. But then in our schools, they have to teach them in their own language. The expense in the school system, you get a guy that speaks whatever, and then you have to have a teacher, a sub there to teach him all K through 12. I mean, it's going to be a tremendous amount of money. That's what's happening. It's bankrupting the system. I understand.
By design.
Of course, totally. And I understand that wanting to come, of course, this country will pay you money to exist. Okay, I'm heading there. But we need to, for their own sake, they're leaving their countries that they need to work to make them better. They need to be a part of that, where they are from. So anyway, but it's a big mess.
It is. Curtis Bowers, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. AgendaWeekly.com is the website. You can find out more and communicate with Curtis through that website. We appreciate you being on the show today, sir. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us in this segment. We'll be back with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald after the break. Stay with us.
No, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, we're continuing our conversation today with Professor Michael Rechtenwald. He is formerly Professor of Liberal Studies and Global Studies at NYU. I know NYU, many of you say New York University. Ooh, that's kind of a liberal think tank or a university, isn't it? Well, there's actually some professors there, like Michael Miller, people like that, that have gotten their hand caught in a vice from the administration because they don't want to speak the truth. They don't want them teaching the truth there. And Professor Michael Rechtenwald, Ph.D., has written a new book called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda. And, of course, he has authored 12 books and championed free speech, opposing all forms of authoritarianism and totalitarianism, including socialism, communism, social justice, fascism. And this new book that's out right now, we can shamelessly plug, and we appreciate that. But the conversation is going to be a lot deeper, isn't it, Dr. Michael?
I hope so. Yeah, we're going to go into some of the issues here and what the agenda is and how we can stop it.
Now, the thing is, you have Thought Criminal and Beyond Woke as your books. And this is the thing. We were just talking with Curtis Bowers, who is also talking about deep state and how it's fueling all of this. But see, now the World Economic Forum, and this is one of the reasons why I guess we can talk about it, because Davos has just opened up their hearings. And the EU is like, oh, yeah, we're going to further climate change and do all this. And Riley Moore from West Virginia is like, see, a year ago, we pulled all our money out of BlackRock. And now, look, all the other states are joining us. I'm not even sure that it's going to totally destroy ESG. What's your take on that?
Well, it'll put a dent in it. So we have at least 19 states that have vowed to pull their money out of the asset managers that are driving the ESG index. Investments. So they're pulling their pensions out of these ESG index companies and funds that are basically being driven by BlackRock, Vanguard Group, State Street, UBI, and a host of other investment companies, asset investment companies. These top three, they control $22 trillion worth of assets. And they're hell-bent on investing them according to the ESG metric. So it is a widespread global movement, and it is very much underway. And but there is still time to push back against this and to divest from these ESGs and to stop this juggernaut in its tracks, because it is not pretty what they have in store.
No, and Schwab himself, you know, we've been making jokes about the Schwab kebab, which is like what, you know, is going to end up with Klaus Schwab. He's going to end up on a skewer as a result of all of this, because like Animal Farm, it all implodes on itself. You just can't. We see this woke cartel that's out there proposing to foist their diabolical scheme on us. And they've used this pandemic. I mean, this is a bioweapon. We all know that. All my listeners on the show know that. They want to eliminate the elderly population so they can't vote against all of this stuff. And they are the ones who are going to rise up and go, you know what? History has shown us a lot of these things. You've obviously studied this. But then you've got this woke bunch of people out there that are buying into all this stuff. How's that possible?
Well, there is a woke cartel, and that's exactly what I've called it in the book. This is a cartel scheme. It's a monopoly scheme. It's a way of driving non-compliant people and producers out of business, and there is a population agenda on the as part of the Great Reset, and I've detailed that in great length. It goes all the way back to the early 20th century and the UN's population conferences that began in 1954 or 55, and the Agenda 2030, which incorporates the findings of all the UN's population conferences. And so, the Great Reset is really the WEF's acceleration of Agenda 2030 sustainable development goals. Whenever you hear sustainable development, you must understand that it means also reducing the world's population. This has been on the agenda for some time. Agenda 2030 incorporates and endorses the findings of the population conferences of the UN. And the World Economic Forum signed an agreement with the UN in 2019 to accelerate the implementation of Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals.
And, you know, it's really funny, Dr. Michael or Professor Michael, you go by so many different titles, I get confused. These people who are subscribing to this thing that think it's so wonderful, and we have family members that are constantly being divided, being called conspiracy theorists because they bring up the obvious. Most of our listening audience out there understands and accepts the eugenics side of this entire equation. We're looking at how to stop it, how to get our own family members to wake up and understand this is not a good thing and you need to individually fight back. We're all about solutions on the show, sir. How do you do that? How do you convince your family members that they're woke and they need to come to our side and understand this without sounding like a crazy person?
Well, that's very difficult. I mean, for me, it took a trauma to come out of this indoctrination and really brainwashing or programming. We're dealing with, on the psychological side, we're dealing with a massive PSYOP campaign that such that people have been basically algorithmically programmed to respond this way to us. They're effectively running algorithms in people's heads. I know this sounds otherworldly, but that's the only way I can explain the way these people have been programmed. And I think that, that you've got to take them and walk them through the steps of what's been going on. And once they see this, they may be able to wake up. But on the other hand, we have a good contingent, including your audience, that already know what's going on, and I've laid out a plan for what we can do to stop this great reset. I have a 9-step plan, a 9-point plan called the Grand Refusal, and in that I tell you exactly the steps to take individually and as a family to stop the great reset.
I know, you know, I can see where this 9-point thing is going without you totally exposing it here on the show, because we want people to buy the book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty. My biggest concern is what is in the news headlines now. And this is funny. The Wall Street Journal is even coming out with stuff like this. It's the central bank digital currency and how we've been talking about it on the show. What happens the day you wake up, find out your dollar is useless and you can't spend it and you've been squirreling it away under the mattress, and all of a sudden now it's no good. It's no longer our store of value. Now we have ether, and ether is, you know, crypto, ether, rip off, donate to the Democrats, whatever the case. I don't care what Sam Bankman fraud did. The whole idea is now they want to expose this and put the central bank digital currency out there. And I think what they're going to do is try to sneak it in. Yeah, I want your take on this, because that's why I'm bringing it up. They're going to sneak it in because everybody's been using debit and credit cards. It's so convenient. And what's the difference? It's so convenient. Oh, why not go along to get along? And boy, are we headed down a very disastrous path, are we not?
Yes. I mean, the CBDC, the central bank digital currency, would, of course, make your bank account held by the Fed directly, the central banks, which would give them a total transparency, complete surveillance over all spending, savings, and debt, and would allow them to actually control transactions such that they could direct transactions to particular players and disallow transactions from and to different players. This could be used as part of a digital identity will be part of this. You'll have a digital identity, which will be tied to your CBDCs. And likewise, if your digital profile is not right, you could be barred from the economy. But what we need to do is, in advance of all this, is first of all, we have to refuse the CBDC. And in order to do so, we have to have parallel economic structures in place. And that is, we need to develop networks of economic structures so that we can trade with each other and with other perhaps non-compliant, non-complicit players, creating parallel networks. This is going to be necessary to evade the CBDC because, as you said, your dollar, when you wake up, your bank account could be switched to a bank account with the Fed, and all of a sudden you're banking with the Fed directly. So you don't want to use CBDCs.
This is going to, I get it, and this is going to shut down a lot of peripheral banks and SNLs, and I mean, all this stuff's going to go away. They will have complete ether control of all your funding. They can control you, regulate you, even Gab, the website gab.com has been out promoting a parallel economy, trying to get businesses involved. I think a lot of people are kind of uncertain about how to get involved, whether to get involved. If they get involved, is the banking community not going to come after them, and the government, who's trying to push this agenda 2030 and other things, going to come after them personally and try and attack them. I think we need to be protesting on the state level as well to stop the states. To me, the only way that CDC could get in here is if the states allow it and the federal government allows it, because you're literally violating the supremacy clause in our ability to mint coin and carry on a society. I don't think America was ever designed for a cashless society. Do you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we weren't designed to have a Fed in the first place. But leaving that aside, we were not designed to have this centralized control over our exchanges, over our transactions. And this would be the most totalitarian implementation yet. And we need to, you know, pressure legislators to pull out of this, to forbid it. We have a number of governors across the country and attorneys general who are very much opposed to this entire regime. And so they need to be on the alert for all this. And this also includes the ESG. We need to pressure these legislators to pull out of ESG investing. So both the CBDC and the ESG are effectively tools of totalitarian control, and they have as their target our life, our way of life. They really want to alter everything in our way of life. So we need to oppose this with everything we have.
See, this is not a pipe dream. This is not conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. The Fed is already playing exercise war games with this stuff in New York. The United States right now is in receivership, has been since 1933. They're morally bankrupt. Congress is. I mean, they're all going along with this thing. We've got all this hate crime legislation in there. Sheila Jackson Lee putting forward this thing about white supremacy. The whites are already in a minority in this country, and the more they let across our southern border, the worse it's going to get. We're always looking for ways to survive, and the parallel economy is one of them. The local barter network is another thing, and I know our government would like to reach out and touch somebody as far as the IRS goes, which is why a lot of this funding, this stupid, foolish funding has to stop. Our government writes checks its body can't cash. The bigger thing that gets me is, Professor, you were a professor of liberal studies and global studies at NYU, which many consider to be a liberal institution. I'm kind of curious, when and what changed your mind about the way things were going? Have you always been studying this stuff and then all of a sudden started to see a trend or a pattern develop, and that's what caused you to back up, take a pause, and go, wait a minute, I need to write a book about this. This isn't right.
No, I mean, I was definitely in the belly of the beast at NYU, teaching basically these, training up these kind of new globalist minions, if you will. And I came to loggerheads with the social justice warriors at NYU, and they effectively ran me out of the university. I was one of the first victims of cancel culture. So ever since then, and now I'm a distinguished fellow at Hillsdale College, ever since then I've been on a crusade to find out just what was at stake here, what was behind this social justice that I touched. This was a third rail, I realized. And I started to research this and see that this is really an elite agenda, that there's a global elite that's behind all this. And that's led me on a crusade to track this down. And that's what's resulted in this last book.
Which we want people to go pick up if they have the opportunity to. Where's it available?
Well, you can get it from the usual mammoth, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but you can also get it directly from me, from my website, michaelrechtenwald.com, and I sign the copies and send them out. I have personal handlers that deal with this, so it comes directly from me, and you're not feeding the beast.
All right. Well, see, and there you have included in a plan for stopping the Great Reset. Now, this is obviously something most of us have, come to the conclusion. We have callers that have called into the show and says, hey, you just got to say no. Well, I understand that concept, and saying no, maybe not enough. Do you ever see, when they try to institute this, do you ever see this country quickly approaching the level of issue where we could be engaged in a civil war?
Well, I think that is a possibility, yes. I think that's a distinct possibility. But to have a civil war, we have to have a contingent of people that are willing to defect from this regime and then to basically self-identify and unify across the board in opposition to this. And so it takes knowing what it is, what the plan is, and then it takes identifying yourself as a resistor to this plan, and then it takes, you know, some sort of unity across the board of resistors, and then, yes, you could have a civil war if they keep foisting these globalist edicts down our throats. So
well,
it is a very possibility.
Distinct, but the problem is if they keep us all in our bubble and not talking, and people wake up and they realize J6, for example, was a trap, and they encouraged people to go into the Capitol so they could treat them like enemy combatants and keep them in the D.C. gulag like they have been. I mean,
right.
We're talking about situations now where people are like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to go out there and identify because they'll infiltrate just like they did in Michigan with the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot where everybody's now doing prison time, and the FBI let them right into it. And so, you know, the thing
Absolutely.
Is you can't go to a public meeting without worrying about somebody sitting outside taking down license plate numbers. I mean, this is just nonsense. Now they got digital license plate readers so they can make sure everybody stays within their 15-minute bubble. I mean, this is what the Brits are fighting right now, and it's headed in this direction. I see it. And, you know, we need to start convincing people. Is this part of your book, is how to convince others how to stop this nonsense?
Absolutely, it is. I would say this. Even the left, the most compliant and the most, you know, basically the foot soldiers of this, strangely enough, who supposedly, you know, oppose the ruling establishment, are doing their bidding unwittingly. And so it's very ironic. But we need to break through to this left and convince them that we have a common enemy, because if we don't get these otherwise brainwashed bots on our team, we have a real problem. Because they will actually serve as state apparatuses, and they will serve to destroy us. They're being programmed to do that now. That's what their mission is. That's what the left is now about, ironically. So we need to break through to them somehow as well.
So this is not going away, and our Congress is not helping matters much with all the infighting and finger-pointing and everything that's going on right now. This politicization of our Congress and our double standard in our administration that's currently running the shift show, this is a bigger problem for us because it's a weapon of mass distraction, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we're dealing with is the infiltration, really, of the Congress and of all of our state departments, all the alphabet agencies, they have all been infiltrated. So they've been infiltrated by what I call subversive elites. They're not elite in the sense that they're better than us. They're elite in the sense that they have power over us. So these subversive elites have infiltrated all these institutions, and that's why you see the infighting, I think. Because you do have some resistors in Congress, some of them are awake to what's happening. I've spoken to members of Congress, to different caucuses there, about the Great Reset agenda, and some of them are coming to their senses and realizing what's going on.
Okay, now this is when we're talking about like the 20 holdouts, that kind of element you're talking to, the Freedom Caucus?
Freedom Caucus, the conservative Conservative Opportunity Society and others. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's a big thing, because this handful of resistors is what got Kevin McCarthy to sign off on a lot of things that he agreed to, including the right to be removed if he doesn't adhere to those policies. I mean, to me, that's only just a drop in the bucket, as the cliche would have it, as a means of trying to move forward what seems to be common decency in the conservative way of thinking. But they still have this woke agenda from the leftist progressives out there, which includes Schumer and a lot of the Democratic senators that all think that socialism is wonderful and it looks great on paper. And we all know that after studying political science in college, sir, like the stuff that you probably have been educated with. It looks great on paper, but in practice, it fails miserably.
It's terrible, and I've detailed that in the book, and I've talked about why socialism fails. I make it very clear that it doesn't work. It can't work, and it's never worked, and it never can work. It's not just an historical fact. It's also a logical fallacy. It can't work. And I get into that in great detail. And I show how this Great Reset is an attempt to create a different kind of socialism. I call it corporate socialism. Others have called it communist capitalism. But it is socialism on the ground for the vast majority. That's what it amounts to. While you have these oligarchs who monopolize the economy on top, they basically institute socialism for everybody on the ground, and that's what their agenda is.
All right, there you have it. Professor Michael Rechtenwald, Ph.D., and the book is called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty Unraveling the Global Agenda. And you can get that at the major players, in addition to Michael Rechtenwald, that's RECTENWALD.com. And of course, you know, I'm going to be curious to read a copy of that book. So there's a lot to discuss, a lot to take in here to digest. But maybe your thought process will get you, after you read this book, on how to get your family to come around and cope with what's really happening and what their plans are for us and how we can stop it. Thank you so much, Professor, for being on the show. We will be back tomorrow. Out of time, unfortunately. There's the music. We're out of here, but we will be back tomorrow on the Power Hour Day Preview. The Power Hour today, and take advantage of the 10% off. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. What's left of you? See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away.
And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.